weekend, boy. I've been all over the place.
All right, joined by Antron Brown, driver of the Matco Tools Toyota Top Fuel Dragster, as he sits here with yet another win this season, a spectacular victory here today. Defending race winner from last year, obviously the defending and current Top Fuel champion, and a seventh final round appearance in 9 races. Where to begin?
I can't even believe that we've been going that many rounds to the finals. And I tell you what, man, this race, this Western Swing beat you down. I mean, I couldn't be more prouder than all my guys. And I tell you what, when things get this rough and this hard, I look down, I always go down, and I give God all the glory because he pulls us through every time. And the coolest part was this weekend we had our ups and downs all through qualifying, and in the last session, the boys unleashed that number out there, moved us to the number one spot, and it really set the tone for the whole race day today. And to go out there first round, and Mike Salinas, we got by him, had it up where I actually messed up, and luckily the boys gave me a great car with a run and gave us a mulligan where we got through it. And then semifinals, we went back to race mode, and the final we went to race mode, and it was just tough competition. I mean, we were neck and neck every run, 78 to 79, 77 to 77, 78 in the second round, and we went 74 to first round. I tell you what, man, the competition has definitely stepped up their game, and everybody not talking about it, they're being about it, and it's going to set up some real interesting stuff for these last two races going to countdown to see where we could end up at.
Terry McMillan, obviously that car was incredibly consistent today and
matching
the last times just within a couple thousandths in the final.
Oh, man, I mean, I tell you what, man, I guarantee you nobody, like, you know, we know what they're capable of, and I would have said like a 75 run would have been a great run for Terry first round. When they threw that 72 out, boy, woo, that turned some heads, and I guarantee you now wherever he raced people now, those days are over. Everybody thought he could run mid-70s, high-70s. That joke can run low-70s now. Welcome. Like, he's like, welcome. I'm in the party now, boys. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Terry McMillan's in here. Alligator's chomping. And I tell you what, he tried to chomp us up there in that final, boy, and we just snuck out, man. I still got a little – I got a tooth mark on my behind right now. So with that being said, is that we just got to keep fighting like we are. The fight's only going to get rougher and tougher. Now we're going to go back home with, like, about a week off. And all I can tell you is that I got a lot of work cut out for me. The boys got a lot of work in the shop, but I got a lot of work to get myself right and get ready for this countdown that's about to start happening.
Yeah, you said you got away with one with the kind of a late light there against Salinas, and you're obviously a guy who's really good at the tree usually. I mean, given how tight it is down the track now, how important is it now that you stay good on the tree going forward?
You can't give nobody an inch. You know what I mean? You can't give them anything. And And when I went there at that round, I gave it all that I got. And against Salinas, I was just still staging a car. I was trying to bump it in. I flickered it just one time. And then I actually should have just stayed, and I actually let go of the brake and put the car in another inch. And when I was still rolling it, by the time I stopped the brakes on the car, and I looked down the tree came down. So I was like, ugh! Like, you're talking about a heart attack stopping. And I heard him rev up and go. I was like, oh, Lord, what happened? And it felt like I finally was late to the party, and but it's all right. You live and learn, and just got back into the game zone. And Brian came and talked to me like he always does, and just you know, got me. That's when you have a team. Like, when one of us mess up or one of us is doing something, we lean on each other, and that's what's so great about our team. Where I leaned in, and Brian and Mark said, "All right, just, you know what's up." He goes, "Just relax, just do what you do," and that's what we did against Clay. And that's what we did in the final against Terry. And I hit it, you know, and we just got to get ready, and we got to get back to that A game, because 70s and 60s ain't going to cut it in that countdown. It's going to be time to 50s and 40s, and that's what you're going to have to be. And we got to get back to that ballpark and that ball game.
Maybe 2 wins and a runner-up in the Western Swing, 7 finals in the last 9 races.
Man, you know what? Is like, and think about it. And we did that good in 7 out of 9 races, and we just got the points lead by 5 points or something like that, right? 13. That shows you how tough this field is. Steve-O's been killing it out here this year in Capco car. The Papa John's car, our teammate, they've been killing it. And then, shoot, I mean, Tony's car is coming back, and then all these other cars are just stepping up to the plate, like Terry, Coletta. I mean, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I never thought, never imagined that you could say you have 12 cars that could win on any given Sunday, but now's the time. You know, I mean, Scott Palmer runs great. Terry McMillan runs great. I mean, Clay Milliken's throwing down low ET of the second round. You know what I mean? So it's anybody's race, and it's just a blessing to be just to get a race win, man, to get another race win underneath our belt, because we've been to a lot of finals this year, and we got four. So I think we're shooting right now.
Got nine total. Final round.
Yeah, so we got four wins. We're not even 50-50 right now. We're almost there. So usually we're a lot better than that, but that just tells you how tough the competition's been.
Good momentum now that you have the points lead, getting close to the countdown.
Well, the thing about it is we're in the position we want to be in at the right time, but there's still two races left, and Indy's points and a half. So it's still anybody's ball game, but the thing about it is that we're not making points up now. We just got to keep going and see if we could put some more points on the board. We had the points lead before. Steve-O came and grabbed, and they went on a spree. So right now, it just feels good that we're in the running to do what we need to do. And that's what we got to focus on, is one round at a time and keep plugging like we've been plugging right now.
Three wins behind Joe Amato, third all time.
Wow. Third of all time in Top Fuel?
Top Fuel.
Wow. I mean, I'm just speechless. Joe, he's a Pennsylvania boy. And he's always one of my big heroes in the day of watching this sport. And I just remember he always had Snoopy on his car. Hang on, Snoopy. And I used to remember him and brother, let me tell you something, that Joker used to win like it was going out of style with a smile. You get what I mean? Style with a smile, right? Joe Amato, that's what I used to call him. And the thing about it was, he always was like, hang on, Snoopy, and that was his motto, because they were always hanging on, because in our profession, you never know when your next one can come. You can win a race now, we might not win a race for 2 years from now. Don't know. And we're hanging on right now, and we're going to ride this wave, and we're going to keep pushing as hard as we can. And it makes you feel like you're in some good company. You're up there with Perdomo, Amato. And, I mean, that's history, brother. That is what made this sport what it is today, is people like that.
And you've done it in only 10 years.
Not me. The team that I'm with from 08 till now, but I'm going to tell you when it really started in 09, when I got with Brian Corradi, Mark Oswald, and our teams combined. A little bit of his team with our team with Red and Brad, and all of us getting together. Now we got some all-star cast like Kyle and Chris came over, Matt. I mean, Aaron, all those guys, man, and Double A and Sheer Hart from the Caterpillar team. We got this nucleus that came in, and we have passion for what we do. We don't talk about it. We can look at each other and communicate. And when you gel like that, these type of results happen. And everybody thinks, oh, it happens easy. In Denver, if you saw the stuff that we changed and had to go through and how we were working, I even put my crew member pants on. I was changing stuff and working and wrenching and doing different stuff. And when that happens, that means we got a lot of stuff going on. Because it's like, hey, baby, you're good, Big Dad. Just mix some fuel. But when I put those Macro tools to work and you see me get my head down, I'm starting to get greasy and dirty, you know we got some problems. But the thing about it was that we were able to go out there in Denver and finish up, and we worked hard and got that win. And, I mean, we just missed it by that final, Steve-O. We had a mishap in the Sonoma final. But, Steve-O, those cars were running on me and got it done. But it feels good to get right back into the winner's circle at this race in Seattle, a race that we were always amped and pumped up to come race at.
Well, Steve Torrance came up here the other day and did an Antoine Brown impression. Do you have a Steve Torrance impression?
Oh, I got Steve. He said, go ahead, A.B. Go ahead, A.B. You know what I mean? He goes, what you doing, brother man? What you doing, brother man? I see you. Oh, you getting hot. You getting hot. I see you looking at them butt cheeks. Getting hot. Stop looking. Susan, why are you looking at my butt like that, girl? I'm just joking with you. That's what he says.
Maybe I got one more.
What's up?
You won this race last year, but you won in Brainerd.
Uh-huh.
It was an unfinished business today, being able to do it in front of these fans.
Yes, it was. And you know, us finishing that race winning, we raced Steve and O in the final last year in Brainerd. And I'll tell you what, it felt good to actually finish it up here at the racetrack. And I mean, Brother, I ain't gonna lie to you, John. We'll take it anytime we can get it. Trust me, man. I ain't picking, I don't care which way we win, as long as that win light came on. People go, hey, B man, yo, but what's up? You did that. I said, I don't care. That win light came on, I'm celebrating. I don't care which way it happened, how it did, what did. Because in that second round, I was like, woo, the win light came on, I was happy. I saw the nose of that car out in front. And I was like, woo! I saw him start slowing up, going boop, 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 boop. And I saw our car go boom. I was like, whoo! I got into the track. I got back to the trailer. I walked in there in that crew chief lounge with my tails between my legs. I was like, thank you, boys. You don't type it. That's why it's called voice memo. You just play it like that. Transcribe it. Right, Ryan?
That's it,
man. You got to say, just put it on rewind and play it. Right?
Thank you very much,
Anthony.